presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City. BBC News Business.
November 5, 9:22 America, New York, 1 in 10 mothers with under 4s quit work over childcare, says charity. A quarter of a million mothers with children under 4 have left their jobs, the Fawcett Society says.
Daily FX Market News.
November 5, 8 o'clock America, New York, gold, silver weekly forecast. Investors capitalize on weak NFPs. Gold and AMP. Silver prices rallied last week, leaving technical signal in favor of additional upside as markets prepare for several Fed speakers throughout the week.
Global economy.
November 5, 7 o'clock America, New York. Will consumer sentiment in the Eurozone remain bearish? Market questions as the FT's guide to the week ahead.
Global economy.
November 5, 6 o'clock America, New York. The Great American Spending Spree. Pay growth, savings and FOMO have helped the U.S. economy defy a gloomy backdrop.
New York Times Business.
November 5, 5:01 America, New York. Another Google antitrust battle reaches court in Epic Games case. The Fortnite creator accuses Google of stifling app competition, a challenge on top of a federal suit claiming the tech giant abuses its search dominance. Copyright. Adam S. Davis, EPA, via Shutterstock. Epic Games, the maker of Fortnite, accuses Google of violating antitrust laws in its Play Store.
New York Times Business.
November 5, 5:01 America, New York. Job action against Tesla puts Sweden's unions in spotlight. The automaker's mechanics in Sweden are striking for a collective agreement, and dockworkers say they will support the battle. Tesla is expected to join the talks on Monday. Copyright. Jessica Gao, TT. Via Agence France Presse, via TT News Agency, via AFP, via Getty. Ama striker outside the Tesla service center in Segeltorp, south of Stockholm.
New York Times Business. November 5, 5 o'clock America, New York. Why banks are suddenly closing down customer accounts. Surprised individuals and small business owners can't pay rent or make payroll, and no one ever explains what they did wrong. Copyright. Dana Golan for the New York Times. Jennifer Maslanka and her business partner rounded down the cash deposits from the bars they ran to simplify accounting.
Marginal Revolution.
November 5, 3:13 America, New York. Does mobility make people nicer? In much of modern life, cooperation takes the form of people engaging in costly behavior that helps another. It is easy to understand how cooperation might be achieved in small communities where members interact repeatedly. Global Economy.
November 5. 1 o'clock America, New York. The West must not prevaricate when it comes to seizing Russian reserves. Confiscating and deploying them for Ukraine's benefit is the morally obvious next step.
Global Economy.
November 5, 1 o'clock America, New York. The EU's plan to regain its competitive edge. Brussels is trying to devise another new strategy amid fears of being left even further behind the US and China.
Marginal Revolution.
November 5th.
0:34 America, New York. Child street vendors in India. Street vending is an important source of self-employment for the urban poor. I use primary observation, survey, and experimental data from Delhi to study this market.
Global economy.
November 4, 2200 America, New York. Japan's scallop industry seeks safe harbor from China ban. Investors say Beijing's sanctions could offer an unexpected boost by creating a national champion.
BBC News Business.
November 4, 2038 America, New York. Wilco workers on life after the retailer's collapse. More than 12,000 staff were made redundant when Wilco closed. For some, finding a job has been tough.
New York Times Business.
November 4, 2016 America, New York. Will Lewis said to be next CEO of Washington Post. The former Dow Jones executive most recently co-founded the news movement, a startup aimed at young audiences. Copyright. Andy Rain, EPA, via Shutterstock. William Lewis is a British-born former journalist who has spent more than 15 years as a leader at major news organizations.
BBC News Business.
November 4, 2014 America, New York, Recharge Industries. Britishvolt buyer failed to pay UK staff for months. An Australian firm which bought Britishvolt has not paid the firm's UK staff for the last 4 months.
New York Times Business.
November 4. 1933 America, New York. Actors Union says it receives last, best and final offer from studios. SAG-AFTRA, which has been on strike for 114 days, did not give a timeline for when it would respond. Copyright. Mario Tama, Getty Images. The writer's strike ended last month, but a resolution for the actors has remained elusive.